This is a dictation for Delano Bolis, D-E-L-A-N-O-B-O-L-E-S. He's referred by his chiropractor, Dr. Mustafa, for evaluation. Date of birth 8/22/1985, date of accident 3/28/2023, date of service 9/21/2023. Patient reports chief complaint of being involved in an automobile accident on 3/28/2023, leading to various symptoms that include pain in the lower back, mid back, and neck. Lower back pain is 9, mid back pain and neck pain is 5, without any radiation. The history of the automobile accident is described as follows. Patient reports that the accident happened in Canton at Gaddy's and Sheldon Road. He was going on Sheldon Road as a restaurant driver in a Toyota Camry 2021, and he was trying to make a right turn on the Michigan Avenue. He was stopped at a red light while he was rear-ended by another car, which is a 24 Dodge Ram van. And he was stopped completely. The other car was coming at 40 to 45 mile an hour. The other driver was looking at the phone and he didn't realize. And the damage was $12,000. The car has been fixed. And mostly the right rear trunk. The whole back was damaged. There was no damage to the front or inside of the car. To seatbelt, dashboard, window, glass, or mirror. Injuries, patient report, there was no direct trauma. However, there was some whiplash to the neck, and it happened too fast. It doesn't remember passing out or losing consciousness. Airbags were not deployed, and he was wearing a seatbelt. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. There was police arrived at the scene. The ambulance did not arrive at the scene. And he went to his primary care physician in Canton, and who is a nurse practitioner, and got some medicine and muscle relaxers. He has seen his chiropractor for treatment from May, June, July, August, and September for 5 months with acupuncture, EMS, suction cup. And massage has been done, medications. However, he is not finding complete relief. He said that although neck is 40% better and the pain level is now only 5, the middle back and lower back is 10 to 15% better only. The pains are described to be continuous as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, and they are 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by lying down. The patient has no issues with walking, sitting, or standing. He reports of having an MRI done at MRI Southfield. Additionally, patient has muscle weakness of the and numbness, pains, and needle of the left buttock, but not the whole leg. It denies any bladder and bowel incontinence. It denies any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. It denies any anxiety, depression, concentration problem, self-worth problem, mood problem, sleep problem. It denies any headaches. It denies any TBI symptoms. No dizziness, vertigo, memory problem, balance problem, vision problems are reported, no hearing problem, no taste or smell problem, no facial muscle problem or sensation problems, no issue of confusion or memory, seizures, loss of consciousness, none of them. System review is unremarkable. Our surgical history, right knee surgery, arthroscopy in April 2021 and also in 2004. Patient reports that Percocet makes him itchy all day long. Family history: mother is alive, suffering from blood pressure. Father is alive, no medical problems. Siblings: one brother, one sister, no medical problems. The relationship status: patient is single, lives alone. Employment status: patient is a custom and border protection service. For the last 2 years, he walks more than 5 hours. And disability wise, he is not disabled. And he has Ernest Friedman as the attorney. Personal history: patient does not drink, does not use alcohol, smoke. Physical examination: he reveals the following. The blood pressure is 140 over 80. Pulse is 82. Pulse ox is 98. Height is 5'7". Weight is 210. 38-year-old African-American male. Of a very good built and nutritional, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonity. Hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. No overt anxiety, lethargy is noticed. Breath and hygiene is normal. Good attitude, demeanor is expressed. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Is mobile, independent, without using any medical device. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template, and spine tenderness is present in L3, 4, 5 and S1 spine and bilateral sacroiliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present in the L1 to L5 with 1 plus hypertonicity and no tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine: vertebral flexion is 30, extension is 630, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine: Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign, Lermit test, Gustafsson test, Sotal test are all negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, Lump test is negative. In lumbar spine, the Bridgman-Skinner test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test, Kemp test are negative. Fibrosis sign negative. Sacroiliac joint: bilateral sacroiliac joints are centered with positive standing. Flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are positive. Faber test bilaterally positive. Transcendent test is positive bilaterally. Extremities are all unremarkable. Please use the template to type the normal feature. No involvement of shoulder, elbows, knees, hips. Diagnosis: V89.2 XFT, E66.9, Z79.891, CNS, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.8. Humans and 54.0. Cervical spine and 54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XLCA. Lumbar spine and 54.15, 51.27, 54.16, S. M54.42, S33.5, XXA. M46.1, S33.5, XXA. And the plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template. First is physical therapy, which is ordered 3 times per week, along with chiropractic care, evaluation, treatment, acupuncture, massage is ordered to the lumbar region and cervical region. Patient is advised about tracking, massage, yoga, meditation, home exercises, and home heat treatment with infrared laser is placed on disability for work, also replacement and transportation help. Patient is not provided with any narcotics. Medications are provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory. Ultram is provided for pain relief, one tablet Q12-hour PRN. Aloe vera 50 mg at night for pain which is severe, affecting the life function and sleep. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Patient is referred to chiropractic care for acupuncture massage. Non-pharmacological modalities, just home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, not needed. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging, that is, no MRIs have been ordered yet. Interventional pain procedure, none are warranted. Surgical options are none. Attending care caseworker is none. Neurosite, none. Past medical records, none. Investigations, none. DME, patient already has been provided with bed rest and night rest from the previous providers. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, patient is disabled for work and housework. Follow visit in a month. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.